here we go. Let's hear what they say. Power go. We're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Woo-hoo. Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine
and Geneva. Hi, friends. We're here talking life after lockup today. And the reveal of Puppy.
She's pretty.
Very pretty, right?
I wasn't expecting that.
Very like doe-eyed.
Gorgeous.
Not what I was expecting at all.
No, not in the picture. I mean, I don't know how she got dolled up. It looked like she was, I mean.
Her makeup.
Watch What Happens Live.
That's another prison makeup scenario.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, right?
Her hair looked blown out. She looked like her waist was cinched. She looked great.
Fresh. Okay, before we start life after lockup, though, a few announcements. Don't forget to check out our 12 Days of Christmas on Patreon. We have dropped an episode every day starting December 12th, and it will be 12 days of content.
Got to check it out.
So much fun. We've talked everything from favorite reality shows, least favorite reality shows, Life of Ho.
House of Ho.
God, house.
You gotta, they, no, got it. Remember the. It's, I think they must have done that for a hoe,
okay.
Because it becomes hoe.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, House of Ho. Thank you. Don't Be Tardy. Love Actually rewatch Netflix holiday movies. Justine hated everything. Spoiler alert. So much fun. Come check it out. We have three tiers starting at $1. Patreon.com/EscapeToReality podcast. Check it out. And then Twitter, as always, Escape2Pod, and Instagram, EscapeToReality podcast. And if you want to make our Christmas wishes come true, write us a review on Apple.
Please write us a review. Yes.
Drop those 5-star nuggets and write a few words, and we will love you forever, as we always do, because you're listening to us and we appreciate you.
We got lots of stuff. If you're bored, you know, all the shows are going to be off. I suggest signing up for Patreon and listening to our 12 days.
Getting in the archives. Oh, my God. Dorian was listening yesterday. My husband was listening to the episode. He kept opening the door during the Joby tardy because he was like, Sharon, he's like, excuse me. Croy made, like, he's like talking to me about what we're saying. He's like, Croy has made some very good investments. He was in the NFL for a long time.
What investments? We need Dorian's input on things, Geneva. We need to have a monthly Dorian. He needs to write down all his bullet points, his rebuttals. We need to have a Dorian's rebuttals interview.
He did tell me this. He said about our comments about Bravo, like putting all the black shows on Sunday night. He said, Black TV Sundays and Thursdays are big night for black television historically, as well as Fridays,
I guess.
So he was trying to defend that Bravo.
I still think that people sit down on a Monday night and whatever night. I want to know what the hottest nights are of Bravo. Maybe it's Sunday night and that's why they keep getting it. It could
maybe
be.
Yeah,
to me,
know.
I was wondering that because I said, why every Wednesday night do I want to watch Bravo and it's freaking OC? Maybe this is a hot time. They should have on the best show. They should, whoever the hot, I would like to know the ratings, but I don't think ratings matter anymore because everybody's listening or watching whenever.
I think
whenever.
It's midweek to me is like when I actually, Wednesdays and Thursdays to me are when I'm like, what can I watch to escape personally? Sundays, yeah. I do love TV on Sundays. I mean, what
I would watch House of Ho. That was the best escape ever. That is the exact. We just did this on our Patreon, everyone. And if you're looking for a reality show,
HBO Max,
watch that.
Great.
Then get back to us.
Yep.
And listen to our Patreon and see what you agree with me on. We got Judy. We got Leslie. We got a whole new cast of characters that's better
great
than any reality TV you're watching. Layers of family history and traditions and money, real money,
real
gorgeous
money
people.
Yep.
It is the best show on TV. And we already did our top, that would be the top.
I told
I wish
you
that I had
top, yeah.
It didn't blow through that every week and I could have really just reveled in every single ounce of it. I had to kind of blow through it, but it should be longer. See, I want that longer.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's just perfect, actually.
I actually think it was perfect. I don't think it needs to be longer.
Or maybe even more episodes. Or I just want more now. I need to know more now. I never want to be done. I want to constantly be looking at them. I'm going to divulge and jump into all their Instagrams
right
tonight.
We
got to
get into it. Yeah.
We got some. They're all named after presidents. Oh, my God.
Except for
God
the daughter. It's good, guys.
Except for the
check
daughter, because
House of Ho.
Get into
HBO
it.
HBO Max, baby. All right.
It's great. I can't say enough of it.
So good. All right. Let's get into life after lockup. Let's start with Puppy and Amber.
I'm compelled, baby.
gay for the stay. I love that phrase. Have we heard that before? I loved that when she's like, a lot of them are just gay for
the stay.
I've heard
that around, but
I love it.
I love that. I mean, why not, I guess.
Yeah, I thought Puppy looked like a Kardashian to me.
She did. She looks Armenian.
Yes, like something. Also, she has a 20-year parole. I don't understand these parole sentences.
Yes,
how is 20 years feasible?
Must be when they get in that meth territory that it's what did they say? It's parole or it's parole, not probation.
Crazy. 20 years?
That's a long time.
Okay. 20-year probation.
That doesn't make sense.
Insane.
1980 to 2020. Is that 20 years or 40?
No, that's 40 years. Thank you. 1980?
That's 40 years?
1980 to 2020?
What would be 20 years from 1980? 2000. Okay. God bless my soul. I'm sorry. My brain is fried. I'm in kindergarten and I'm probably I'm failing.
The drinking hand sanitizer.
Geneva just looked at me like, I need help. I couldn't figure it out. I'm drinking hand sanitizer.
Yeah, right. When she was like, yeah, you know, you just take a few pumps, let it liquidize.
Is it that easy? Wow, I didn't
It'll
know.
Get you lit. It's like,
oh,
Jesus.
My God, and make you barf and shit all over the place.
I can't imagine.
Leak out your vagina. I mean, that's disgusting.
When
I,
she was
I
like,
can't get drunk. I don't care.
No, me neither. She's like, it's not good for your liver.
Maybe, I don't know if it's been long enough.
If you're in jail, you might care.
Your liver. Oh, my God. You're telling me you can't get anything but that? It's crazy.
Do you think, which one is the more male, masculine figure in the relationship?
Oh.
Amber?
After talking, it's Puppy because she's like, you couldn't just fuck him.
And okay,
it
yes.
seems like Amber's kind of holding on for dear life to Puppy, I feel like.
Well, when Puppy, see, this is how you know Puppy's a savage.
More physically.
When she,
but
when she called
energetically,
Vincent.
Energetically, I feel.
Yes.
Yeah.
When she called Vincent, was like, hello, daddy. This is your
great
daughter.
TV.
Like, calm as shit. It's like, oh, here she
Amber,
is.
Amber, get away, Amber.
There's
bad
the
news.
Hustler. Loved it.
Amber is in bad territory and she needs to stay away from her mom too.
Because I think what it is it's the way Puppy looks and presents and talks very calmly, right? Like, well, you know, what I could do is
sexual energy. About
I could
her.
Just fucking sue you and then kill you. You know, it's like she's very like her. I think her presentation helps her has helped her pull shit on people her entire life.
Oh, right. Yeah. That feminine wiles.
Right. Exactly. Like, she's not going to be the one who fucking stabs me in the back. Oh, she will. There she is. You know?
Amber better watch out.
Oh, yeah.
Puppy doesn't look like her mom.
At all. Is she adopted?
I just thought that.
Oh, I was thinking
just
that the whole
time. I thought
that
now.
I was thinking she had to be adopted or something.
Maybe she's just got big lip liner on or something, but she looks like a whole different region
race.
Of the world. The mom looks like she's in Ireland.
Right.
And.
Yeah.
I don't know. You're right. She does look like a card. She looks like Khloe Kardashian before Khloe had any work done.
Yes. Yep.
She's a mix of OJ Simpson and Chris Kardashian.
I still can't get over this, that he actually adopted her. It's so weird.
And he actually did. What idiots. I almost makes me happy that Vincent did. And I hope he's getting $500 on their dumbasses.
I liked when he was like, oh, the wheels are, what did you say? Like, action has already been implemented. Or he said something fucking really weird about, like, I'm already taking action on this. It's like, are you, though?
No.
Yeah, hopefully he is getting
You're all going to go to jail. You're going to unadopt someone? I don't think that's an option.
I mean, I know nothing
final.
About adoption, but I thought that, like,
I'd
once you actually
back.
Formally adopted someone, that was it. But I don't know. I could be
it's
wrong.
It's frowned upon. I remember some lady on TikTok got rid of her kid. Because he had some issues or something.
Oh, I remember that. She was like an Instagram.
She's such a garbage person.
Yeah, yeah. And she like returned the kid.
He had three biological kids, adopts a kid, then gives away the adopted kid. You are garbage.
Ridiculous.
You silently tell your husband you hate it. It's the worst decision of your life. And you smile at that kid every day, but you don't give him back.
Oh, God. I thought it was an entertaining, though. The other thing I'm wondering.
$500 a month for an adopted kid?
Well, yeah, it's like child support, right?
But you don't just adopt a kid and you take care of it. Where is our $500 a month?
That's a great question. Where's
all this money coming from?
I don't know. I want to know more about the actual hustle they pulled here because it is very interesting.
It seems like a lot of work. It's not easy to get adopted. It's a lot of paperwork back and forth. It's a lot of fax machining in
prison. How about the fact that she's a goddamn adult? That's the part I don't understand.
How is this not flagged?
How are you able to adopt a 40-year-old? I mean, I don't know how old she is, but like, come on.
Felons can't vote, but they can get a freaking adopted. I think she's okay.
Oh god.
Especially 20-year sentence.
Right.
And she's making puppy pies. I want to know more about what's in these puppy pies.
Oh yeah. I'm fascinated by the places they choose to eat their first meals. You know?
Yeah. The salad.
Shitty barbecue.
Where was that salad?
What salad?
They were eating some type of like barbecue chicken salad or something.
Oh, they were?
And they were talking. They were like doing the Kardashian salad. See, or what go. She was. Yeah. I love the voice. Like, she's at the courthouse.
Don't ask questions. Get the fuck in the car. It's like, what are these drop-offs? Do they just drive around randomly?
How do they know
like,
her number?
I know. I thought the same thing. I don't know.
Is it the producers doing that?
Maybe.
I mean.
No. I didn't know you got personal calls of where to pick up your prisoner.
She's at the courthouse fully dressed. I don't buy it. That right. seemed a little produced, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe that was produced.
Maybe.
All right. Now, my question about Sean and Destiny. Is Sean have a camera in his room or is someone in his room while he's naked? Was the room set up? Was the call set up? I mean, that Destiny was going to call. Why is he laying in bed?
I am super over this whole situation. I think it's all bullshit.
She's scamming. She's got different names on a Facebook and she's engaged. What are you talking about, Sean, you idiot?
She also essentially tells you to fuck off and then asks for money and you send her ass money on Cash App, by the way, which is why I hate Cash App. It's shady shit going on in the Cash App.
What's different with Venmo or Cash App?
I mean, they're essentially the same. I just feel like the interface of Cash App is
Cash App is trashier. Is the Pepsi and
yeah, exactly.
Venmo's Coca-Cola. Yeah.
Yeah. I just.
Yeah, I said it.
I think Destiny is a complete fraud and hustler. And
oh,
this
she's
shit
disgusting.
It's ridiculous at this point.
She's
what are we
disgusting.
Even watching?
She belongs back in jail.
Yeah, I'm not into it. And like him calling the pizza place and they just give away the address. It's like
fake.
Is that legal? No.
And I find it all fake. She's acting.
Me too.
You can stop blowing my phone up, dude. She would never call. She does not have any. She does not care.
Dead.
Or unless she's trying to get money.
She's trying to get money. That's it.
But yeah, she is tatted up. I don't even.
It's distractingly amount of tattoos.
It's a lot of time.
Yeah, absolutely.
I hate Sean. I
me
hate
too.
Destiny.
Me
I don't want to look at them anymore.
Me neither.
Give me more Puppy and Amber. They're compelling. They're in love. She
are.
Is that smile. Have you seen someone? Tyler's never looked at me like that. Holy shit. She's in love. And the difference between her and Vincent and her and
Pups.
Wow.
Right? What's Puppy's real name? That's what I want to know.
She should never tell.
All right. Andrea and Lamar. Justine had tweet of the week, in my opinion, which was a picture of Lamar and his brother. And then it was like when mom catches you smoking a blunt with them, like pushing Andrea away. Like
you cracked me up, though, with the Moscow Mule. I didn't notice.
Oh,
that
I love
until
that.
You said it.
Are you kidding?
What a setup.
If that's the hood, then I also live in the
sign
hood.
Me up.
They had a fucking manicured, nice little yard. They had a bunch of succulents.
I don't have Moscow Mule. Mugs cold and frozen in the freezer.
Just that barely drinks wine
yes,
out of a glass.
I have it now because of Geneva, but I mean,
like,
that's the male equivalent of having nails. I mean, you got your
Mule?
Shit together. If you have copper mugs right. chilled, ready for a Moscow Mule,
yeah. right.
I mean, come on.
Like, listen, see, so this is the thing to me is that people are always calling Andrea nuts and like, the behavior
this was crazy.
What she did here does not help her case.
Yeah.
How it's her delivery.
It's hard
though,
for me to fight it. I know.
Because she has a point, which is you're teaching our daughter to lie.
She
don't
needs to go
that.
Around the other way. Right?
Her delivery is like insane.
She could send him back to jail.
Absolutely. He had a great point, which is like, I can't be out here yelling in the street with a woman.
Right.
Like, I just can't.
That's why I should be alone, too, because I have to be drugged if I'm just going to go. I give every woman credit in the entire world. If you can just wait at home and bring it up when you see him, God bless your soul. You should have a ring on and someone should come take Tyler and give him the life he deserves because I'm Andrea. I'm Andrea.
Right.
And I mean, I'm ashamed.
It's hard because, again, we always root for her.
At least she didn't bring the kids, but.
No, she didn't bring, but she would have if they were in the car.
But she would have done it. She's done it. And. Maybe the fighting is really intense.
I think it's bad. But so. I don't necessarily think it's Lamar and Deuce, guys. I do not. I think it's
no, her. No. Oh, no. She's crazy. And I don't. Maybe they shouldn't be together. And she shouldn't. I need to see them have a conversation about Shantae. Does she not want him to see Shantae, or is she just mad that he went behind her back?
No, I think it was that he previously she didn't want him to have a relationship with.
He needs to sit down and say to her, I think he could say, I'm going to, right? Yeah, or maybe they have. I don't know. But
I mean, he blew that because you can't tell a little kid to lie to their parents.
No.
It's fucking dumb.
No.
To think she was going to lie and you were going to get away with it was even dumber.
She's so sweet, too. It breaks your heart. I don't like seeing her in that situation.
Oh, my God. Me either. That's makes a terrible, terrible position to put your kid in.
Oh, it makes me sick. And I just love Andrea. I'm a mama bear. She's just so funny. And she's just, that's my daughter. It's like, well, it's his daughter, too. But he should not lie to her. He should not have brought her.
No.
He should have gone solo.
Well, he should have. I mean, he should have talked to the psychopath first and gotten it cleared. You got to get everything cleared.
You do. With people like me, you got to keep it clear. See? With people, you do. You just have to tell us.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. Oh, that's it.
You and Andre, people like us. I love his brother. Like she makes.
I'm working on it, everybody. I really don't want to be like Andrea. I try not to. I'm really trying.
Right. Like she's making. She makes the brother seem like an asshole, but I thought the brother was very reasonable.
Oh,
like,
I love the brother. His energy is so calm.
Oh, yeah. So calm. He looks like something to me.
He's handsome.
Yeah, he's kind of cute.
I want to dance with him in the club at night. Oh. It seems like he just has a fun energy. He just loves it. He loves life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's a good influence on Lamar. He doesn't want Lamar going back to jail.
No. And see, that's why when we talked to her and she, you know, this was before the season aired and she said, you know, shit isn't going great, blah, 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 blah. Lamar does not seem like someone who's trying to do shit to get in trouble. He seems like he's trying to drink a Moscow Mule on a porch. Leave him the fuck alone.
Just trying to live life, figure it out and do right by trying to see. Yeah. Right. Well, his mental, you know, like he was locked up so young
for so long,
you know, he's just trying to do right. And it is nice that a lot of people would just write Shantae off.
Yep.
So it's nice.
Yeah, true.
And very fascinating. I love the brother, though. He gets right in there. He's a good mediator.
Oh, very good.
You get the wrong person in there, it could light it up a whole different way, right?
Absolutely.
He really diffused the situation.
Yeah. And I think she started to feel foolish the longer she was acting out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Andrea might come to sense, but I want to know Andrea's religion journey. Was she born like this?
She told us this, didn't she?
Who knows? I can't remember anything.
Yeah, she did tell
says.
Us. She said, I think it was like when she was high school or something.
Yeah.
Somehow she got recruited.
She got really impacted. And it's like they put a chip in her brain and she can't not bring it up every other sentence.
Yeah, she loves it. That's it.
She's going to take the family on a family mission to Ghana. I hope they take us on that trip.
Oh,
now there's a family trip I'm willing to watch, not the family Chantel.
No, absolutely not. I'm watching. Oh, I would watch that in a second.
But Lamar was getting angry, which is scary because it seems like Lamar always can just rub her off and just be like, it's no big deal. So I don't like hearing him say, because I don't want him to go back to jail. I don't think he would ever do anything. I don't know what he would ever do to get back in jail because it seems like he hangs out with just his family. So
I hope.
And that's what got him in trouble before. Right.
Right.
I don't know. I don't think they're going to stay together forever.
I don't either. I would like to.
We
I
said
like
last her, week. Last week I said yes. This week I said no.
I would like her to stabilize a little bit.
She could probably. She needs hot yoga or.
She needs like.
Melatonin or something.
See the
not melatonin. What is it before they give kids before they go to sleep? Melatonin. That's not the right word.
She needs. It's just like, I don't know who can tell her.
Natural thing they give kids are like, give kids this. They go right to sleep.
Benadryl?
No. It's natural.
Oh, I don't know. Who can tell her, though, like that? Who can tell her about herself? No one. And have her accept it. That's the problem. You know what I mean?
I think she's gone.
Yeah. Like, she needs like a therapist or something, but I just don't think she would listen to them. All right. Let's move on to.
Melatonin. That is it.
Sarah and Michael.
I think religion's great. I really do. But I think it's kind of fogged her brain up from reality.
Lately.
Like her family's falling apart and her main thing is to take him on a mission.
Right.
It's like Tennyson's telling you you're a shitty mother.
What makes
Why don't
it
we
easier,
focus on that? You know?
What makes it easier to just make everything okay than to go to Africa when no one's ever been outside the country.
Sure, that's a great idea.
I want to go to Africa.
Oh yeah. All right, cool. Sarah and Michael. The end of Malcolm, I think. I think we never see Malcolm again.
Malcolm hates Sarah, and she's never going to see him again.
When he was like, do I love Sarah?
I did before he came.
Before I came, I did. Now, I don't blame him. It's like, yeah.
And she hates him too, the way that she looked at him. She knew Michael was coming over, and she was couldn't get rid of him fast enough.
It's just the self-sabotaging behavior that she engages in is preposterous.
That's
like,
disgusting.
What do you think? You literally, your dude, your ex just didn't show up for court to try to save him having any kind of custody of your children. So why do you think this is a good idea? It's just, it's unbelievable. She's so dumb.
And then he's like, that you might think that's your girl, but that's my wife. It's like, I could shoot you on the spot. I shouldn't say that. I could give you a smack on the hand, Michael.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
And these poor daughters, they got Malcolm going out and, you know, all that energy those kids pick up on. And then Michael's just coming on in. It's just
terrible. It's very
unstable. Then they lock themselves in the bathroom for a few minutes. And Ariana's knocking on the door.
Terrible.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
It's bad. It really is. Sarah, make better decisions. Come on, no.
Absolutely.
And it's not like you don't have anybody. If you got this Malcolm, how can it not wipe away Michael? What's wrong with you? I don't care how many kids you have with somebody. He didn't care enough to come to court to try to see his children.
That's the part right there where it's like you literally just saw him sleep in till 1 p.m. on the day he had court to fight for his children. What else do you need to see?
With other women.
With another woman, exactly. It's like, what? Unbelievable.
Sick.
Yeah. All right. Last but not least, Quaylon and Chevelle. Kind of.
Oh, God.
Least,
who cares?
Actually. So we were supposed to interview.
Oh, yeah. We need to talk about all of this.
Yeah. So we have
Chevelle
some
bailed 15 minutes before.
Yeah. So Chevelle, our December live was going to be Chevelle and Heather. Chevelle bailed 15 minutes before. She didn't feel well. Heather also bailed, however.
Good.
Over Heather. Had a very long explanation.
Heather said that she was just,
she's,
I think Heather was just nervous. She did, and to relive it. And yeah, she apologized. And
yeah,
so know, she was nice. Chevelle is nice too. Whatever. I don't care. Who cares? We had a blast. Oh, I honestly had so much fun that night.
Yeah.
It was a blast, but yeah.
I don't want to see, listen, I don't watch this show to watch random people go on dates with random people. Do you know what I mean? Chevelle is a random chick who's dating somebody who's in prison, which was the show we were watching. I don't
we hate
to watch
Chevelle. I mean, nobody even likes Chevelle.
Right. Like, I don't need to watch Chevelle find a man. That's not the show I'm watching. So I'm good on that.
I like Quaylon talking to the barbershop boys. That's fun.
Quaylon looks baked.
He does look so, he can like barely keep his eyes open.
Super baked. Like,
I need to get, like, how much time, like, do you
what,
have to smoke? Because come
what
on.
What weed is he smoking?
Seriously.
Like,
he's like taking
out of it.
10 dabs before he freaking gets right? up on the thing. I mean, yeah. He's like, bleh. And
like,
don't
that?
Cut my hair. I like him at the barbershop. And
yeah.
I, like you say on Southern Charm, I love men acting like women.
Yes.
I love men. They were saying some funny stuff. I didn't get a chance to
oh,
write
yeah,
down
were.
Quick
yes.
enough, but
I love that.
Like, are you conversating or are you having or no hookup? Like, what the fuck, men? Is there a difference? Come on.
No. I'm rooting for him. I would like to see him succeed.
I do too. Me too.
So I'm glad he has a job. That's possible.
Chevelle too. I mean, yeah. Chevelle, find daddy and
yeah.
move
find
on with your life.
Find ourselves a new daddy and let's go.
But Quaylon and Chevelle are,
you know what
it's
I would like to
not geographically compatible.
No,
that's
what I would like,
you know,
to add to our reality show, like can't do list. I don't want to see people feed each other. I
no.
find people feeding each other disgusting.
No,
never goes well. It's never sexual. It's messy.
It's disgusting. Do it in your own time.
No, I don't need
it's
to.
It's like
see
watching
it.
Someone have sex. It's disgusting. Like your gross body parts smacking up against each other. No, there's porn stars for a reason. It's an art form.
There you go. All right, guys. That's it for us on that note. On the porn.
There's
tip.
Lacey for a reason. No Lacey and Shane. See, there's nothing going on.
No. There is.
And good. I'm glad.
I'm cool. Don't show
that there's
me
a baby coming on. That they have a baby coming. I don't want to see dysfunction.
No, definitely not. All right, guys. Yeah. We're taking next week off for the holidays. So we will
I don't know. I wonder if everything will be. I don't even think the shows will be on. Huh?
Yeah, they probably won't be on. So you'll see us closer to the new year.
And if you're really chomping at the bit, we got lots of shit. We have hundreds of old episodes on Patreon
never talk
too.
To a family of, for the entire
Christmas Love After Lockup and yeah. 90 Day Fiance of a year's worth. That was all exclusive to that. So.
And bonus episodes. Get into it, guys. All right. We love
and
you.
I can feed my child something every time someone subscribes.
There you go. You feed a child a meal.
So it's kind of like the turkey dinner at the end of the Albertsons aisle.
There we go. All right, friends. We'll be back.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip hop, or house. Country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.